I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, guys, all in favor to help Mandy get revenge on her boyfriend, say aye.
Aye.
Mandy, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I've been better, but I'm really excited to pay my boyfriend that.
Uh-oh. Atta girl. So let us know how we can help, and what'd he do?
He really just embarrassed. I don't even know. What's the bigger word than embarrassed?
He
mortified me.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Yeah. We went to each other's holiday parties for the first time, and he got trashed and embarrassed the shit out of me.
Okay, well, what the heck happened? Because we need to know what he did to do this to you, girl.
Well, it was a little awkward at first, just because he's never really been around all of my coworkers. He's met one or two of them, and so he was, like, just, you know, roaming about, eating snacks, having a drink. And one of my coworkers said to me, she's like, wow, you and Jake really do your own thing, because, you know, we weren't side-by-side attached, which is kind of our vibe. And I was like, yeah, you know, I just want him to have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a little awkward. And then about 30 minutes later, I'm talking to a group of coworkers. He comes up and is like, a little saucy, you know, when you're just like, maybe you should wait a little bit before you have that next sip.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, oh, you know, ha, 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 I don't know why you're telling these jokes or being nice to these people. You say how much you hate them all anyway. And, like, laugh it off.
He said that out loud?
Out loud. And, like, he's just like, wah-ha-ha, sinister laugh. And, like, he's so pleased with himself and, like, walks away. And I tried to, like, recover it and just be like, oh, he's so funny, awkward.
You're probably so red in the face at this point. Like,
oh,
what do I say?
And I'm a terrible liar. And the fact is, he was telling the truth. But...
Oh my God. That's not the point.
That's not the point. Exactly.
'Tis the season to talk around people's backs. That's what he needs to know. Wow. You're definitely not going to get a bonus this year.
Oh, no, no, no. It gets worse.
It gets worse.
He goes to the bar to get another drink, which he did not need. And my boss is at the bar right next to him.
Oh, no.
He says to her, you know, you should be a lot nicer to Mandy. She cries a lot when she talks about work and how mean you are.
That's
no.
All bad.
All bad.
So you're unemployed is what you're saying.
Not yet, but let me just say it's hard to show my face. Like, my boss actually came up to me later at the party and said, hey, is everything okay? Because I think she believed him. You know, everyone knew he was a little saucy, but, like, I think she believed him. And now I'm just trying to backpedal everything. And it's creating stress. I think it's time for me to get him back.
Yeah, yeah. You made enemies with literally everybody at work now.
You're being way too honest.
But I didn't do it. He did. You know, it's kind of
Well, they can't fire him, so.
Well, I mean, you can.
Maybe he's doing you a favor. Maybe since you cry and you hate this job anyways, let's hope you get fired.
Shall we?
Oh, I don't know about that.
What? No.
But she needs to find something before she gets fired.
I get that.
We got to look out for her.
Phil, didn't you get at one point get fired or quit a situation where you're unhappy at?
Yeah, that had happened once upon a time.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes you got to risk it.
I wouldn't want to get fired from
that best cat.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. I'm just trying to look at the brighter side of this, Mandy. You hate where you work. Why don't you just quit?
I hear what you're saying, and I don't hate the work. It's just
the people that work there.
There's a lot of work politics, and I'm not a politicky person.
All in favor to get him back, say aye.
Aye.
What we're going to do is give you 399 seconds of our show clock, Miss Mandy, to coax your man into baby talking to you live on the radio and embarrass him back. How about that?
Okay. I'm getting nervous. I don't know. Okay, I'm getting nervous.
You got this.
Mandy, after we embarrass him, this is what we do after that, okay? You ready?
Okay.
You quit.
Okay.
Get really nervous about that. This is going to be easy.
Oh, my God.
Let's call your boyfriend, Jake, up next. Embarrass him back. Have him baby talking.
Oh.
Get a good laugh off of it, okay?
Okay.
Now, I know it's early in the morning. Do you think Jake is sober?
Oh, gosh.
He seems to have a problem, so.
Well, once he starts drinking, it's just like Frank the Tank. It's hard to stop. But, you know, he's sober during the week.
Okay. Well, let's hope he's a little tipsy. That way it'd be easier to embarrass him, okay?
He'll be honest, at least.
Yeah.
On the weekdays?
There you go.
What?
Pass the Tito's. All right. Cupcake Call up next with your morning mess.
It's time for Cupcake Calls with the Morning Mess.
You are my honey bun sugar plum, pumpy, yummy, umpkin. You are my sweetie pie, pie.
Oh, you want to do that cupcake call? Do you? Oh, what do you
want? Okay, we're back with a cupcake call. So we talk Mandy. Now listen, everybody doing these holiday parties. This is why you don't get drunk with your significant other at holiday parties. I'm almost glad for our Live 1051, we're not bringing our significant other. It's just us.
Yeah.
We get stupid, it's our fault. But if you bring your significant other and they get stupid and drunk, then things might be said.
Because they know all your secrets that you told.
Exactly.
True.
Them about the coworkers that you work with.
Mandy's boyfriend, Jay, got sloppy saucy at the holiday party and starts telling all her coworkers that these are all the people you don't like.
Mandy, girl, was it as bad as Joey's saying?
Worse.
Okay.
It was worse.
Yeah. Okay.
What do you tell your boss?
That she makes me cry.
All right. So, Mandy, are we ready to get your boyfriend back on the air?
I'm ready.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
This is what we're going to do for you, Mandy, because we like you. And tis the season. 399 seconds on our show clock for you to coax your man to baby talking to you live on the radio to embarrass him back, Mandy.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Anish, can I get a gay man?
Gay man, honey.
Listen,
let's work it out, honey.
Ready for this cupcake call. Here we go.
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Hi, hon.
Hey, baby. What's going on?
Well, I'm at work, and my boss wants to have a performance review, and I'm super, super worried about it. I'm so nervous. Like, I don't know if I've ever been more nervous in my life.
Baby, you're going to do fine. Everything's going to be fine. You sound so scared right now. I don't know why.
I'm just really nervous. After everything, I just, I don't know.
Everything's going to be
okay. I have a favor to ask. I think I know how you can make me feel better.
Okay.
Could you do that? Silly voice that you did in that video you showed me the other day.
What?
I think that would make me laugh. I would go into the meeting feeling so much better.
It's not really a good time. I'm like, I'm kind of around people right now.
Come on. My meeting starts in a few. Come on, babe.
Do you want me to send you the link?
No, I've watched the video. That's why I know it's going to be better coming from you. It's really funny, and it will make me feel a lot better.
Okay. All right. Oh, my God.
Please.
Okay. All right. Mandy, Wendy, you're going to do so good. You're going to do so good at your performance. Whoa, whoa. You're going to do so good. Wait. You're probably going to get a big promotion. You're going to get a big promotion. Whoa, you're going to be so good at your job. You're going to do so good. You're gonna make me such a wowdy boy fan.
Get louder. Be more funny.
Oh my God. You gonna make me such a wowdy boyfriend. You probably gonna get such a big promotion from your performance.
Did he say Yoshi?
You're right.
Hey, Jakey Wakey.
What's going on?
I feel so bad.
Well, we're live on the radio right now. It's Live 101.5, your morning mess. How you doing,
what?
Jake?
Are you kidding me?
Jakey Wakey, got to let you know something. You've been cupcake called!
What the
f***
is this? Who is this?
What the f***? Oh, my God, Jakey Wakey. What the foul mouth? Jakey? Jakey Wakey? You kiss your mommy with that mouth?
Who is this? Who am I?
This is the morning mess. Watch your language.
Mandy, who's on the phone right now?
Do you want to explain to Jakey Wakey why we're embarrassing him live on the radio?
You can tell him.
You almost got her fired. That's not nice.
Mandy, why am I talking to people right now? Why did you do this to me, huh? What's
getting
her life?
I'm so sorry.
I'm so I want to talk to myself, so why am I talking to you guys?
Jake.
It's stupid as hell. Man, if you don't know that, it's stupid as hell.
This is the best.
Cupcake Calls.
This is really awkward.
Every weekday morning with the Morning Mess on Live 101.5.
I love you, baby.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.